We're doing Tehillim. We're up to Perek Tzadi Aleph, the 91st chapter. And again, we'll read the pasuk with its tune before we explain. Yoshev v'seiter elyon betzel shaddai yitlonan. David HaMelech says, Hashem, who places his Shechina in that upper hidden place, Beseter Elyon. Betzel, in the shadows, Shakai Yitlonan. Hashem places his Shechina, so to speak, in the shadows up in the clouds above. So that's one understanding. That's the Targum's understanding of the pasuk. Rashi says, Yoshev b'seter elyon, he who stays under God's shadow, Hashem is protecting him. So he can rest assured that he's staying under God's strength. Hashem's watching over him. So remember, these chapters are being said by Moshe Rabbeinu. David compiled them, but Moshe Rabbeinu composed. So Moshe Rabbeinu is encouraging people to go under God's wing. Yoshev b'seter elyon, he who sits under the one above's wing, b'tzel shakai yitlonan, he can rest under Hashem's shadow. Omar l'Adonai, machsi umtzudati, Elohai evtach bo. I will declare, and it's interesting that the Targum over here says Amal David. David HaMelech says. I don't know what the Targum means by that. Does he mean that Moshe Rabbeinu only composed the previous chapter? Does the Targum learn that this chapter is already David HaMelech talking? Only chapter 90 was Tefillah LeMoshe. Rashi had said in chapter 90 that the next 11 songs were composed by David HaMelech. But the Targum seems to learn that this is already David HaMelech talking. I say to Hashem, what?
By Moshe.
Huh?
You said the next 11 were composed by...
By Moshe. The next 11, according to Rashi, from 90 to 101, were Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Targum, this chapter is already David HaMelech talking. So it would seem, according to the Targum, Moshe was only chapter 90, Tefillah LeMoshe. So David HaMelech says, I say to Hashem, I rely on you, and you're really my fortification. My God, my faith is in you. That's how the Targum learns. That's what David HaMelech was saying. According to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling people, you should take coverage in Hashem, put yourself under Hashem's wing. And then Moshe Rabbeinu himself says, I say that Hashem, He is my coverage, He is my machseh, my coverage, not like michseh, but machseh. He is my mitzudati, He is my fortification. A mitzudah is a fortified building. Elokai yeftachbo, He is my God, I have faith in Him, and people should learn from me. Why do I say that? Why do I say you should take coverage in Hashem? Ki hu yatzilecha mipach yakush midever avot. For Hashem will save you from an open trap. Pach is a trap. Yakush, that's been spread to catch. And therefore, he will also save you midever avot from a plague that's happening presently. So it pays to have faith in him. We'll continue with Rashi's understanding. One more pasuk before we go back to the Targum. Bevrato yasech lach betachat kenafav techseh tzina v'sochera amito. Bevrato, with his wing, yasech lach, he will make schach for you, he will make coverage for you. Betachat kenafav techseh, and you will be covered under his wings. Tzina, yeah. Tzina v'sochera amito. His truth are like the two types of shields that people use to carry to war. Tzina is a shield that used to be like a box. It would protect the person from all four sides. And Socheira is also a shield that would go all around, like Schol, to go all around. That is God's truth. Lo tira mi pachad laila, lo tira mi pachad laila, mecheitz ya'uf yomam. If you have faith in Hashem, you won't have to fear from the fear of night when you don't see what's around. You won't have to fear from the chetz, from the arrow that's flying by day, or the shade that flies like an arrow. Meaning, the fear at night is, I don't see what's coming towards me. The fear by day is, an arrow's coming so fast, you can't stop it. You won't have to fear that. Midever.
Question?
Yes. Lo tira, you won't fear. Mi pachad laila, from the fear that comes at night. Lo tira is you. You won't fear. From what won't you fear? From the fear of night. You're saying it should have just said from night. Okay, I hear.
Don't fear night.
Don't fear night, you're saying. And Pachad Laila indicates, okay, and according to Pshat, your question is very good. There is depth to what this all is referring to. Chazal tell us, this is Shir Shel Pagaim, the Gemara says in Shavuos. That this chapter is the chapter that speaks about all the different types of demons. And when you say this chapter, it protects you from everything. This is the chapter to say if a person is scared at night, before a person goes to sleep at night. Chazal said every person should say this before he goes to sleep at night. This is the chapter that protects. So, if we'd only understand the depths, we'd understand what is Laila, and we'd understand what is Pachad Laila. It's not the same thing. But in Pshat, you're 100% right. I mean, the whole chapter, every word here is a code to protection from certain spiritual beings, whatever they are. So you're right, and according to Pshat, it's very difficult to understand what's going on here. Now, all this was going with Rashi's understanding that this is Moshe Rabbeinu telling us, stay under God's wing. If David HaMelech is talking, like the Targum understands, so then the Targum says he's talking to his son Shlomo, he's talking to King Solomon. He's saying, Shlomo, take coverage in Hashem. Me. What? Me. Yeah. So he's saying, he will take you out. He will save you from the traps. And he will save you from the death that's plaguing. There's a plague that's going around. Hashem will save you. And if you rest under his Shechina, the Evroso, his wing, is a metaphor, or more accurately, it is a simile for God's Shechina. He will give you coverage, he will give you shade, and under his honor, you will have protection. His faith is like being protected by a shield that surrounds a person. And he won't have to be scared of the different demons that travel at night, or from the angel of death that sends his arrow by day. That's how the Targum learns. That's the chetz ya'uf yomam. From the death that the different demons carry before them, that's the next pasuk, when we speak about the plague. Mi devir ba'ofel yahaloch, mi ketev yashud tzorayim. From the plague that goes in the darkness, from the ketiv that demonizes the late afternoon. The ketiv is the thing that pirates or pillages in the afternoon. What is it? So Chazal say ketiv meriri is the name of a shade. Who knows what that is? All of this, dever, ketiv, we say it's a plague. Chazal say it's the plague is really a shade. So here there's a discussion. Which one is the more accurate and which is the descriptory?
Pshat, what is the ketev?
I don't know pshat. I don't know what ketev could be in pshat.
So you're saying something about pirates?
Yeah, so Ketev is literally it means kotvecha sheol, to be cut down. Ketev is a thing that cuts down, and Yashud is like Yeshudid, who pillages. He's a pirate of the late afternoon. Now, here the question is, which one is the descriptory and which one is the essence? Do we say that the plague, when we say Dever is a plague, that's its essence, it's really a plague, and we describe it as being a demon, which is what people would say today? Or is it the other way around? The plague is what we see with our naked eye, but Chazal revealed to us that the plague is really being run by some kind of demons, that they're the ones that make it go from one to the other. When Chazal said demons, was that their representation of germs or diseases that went through the air? Or what we see today is diseases that go through the air and all that, that's what we see, but really what's running it, what's guiding it, is these spiritual beings. So you understand that this is going to be a hard point to prove. I mean, whichever way you want to claim, they go prove it the other way. Now, if you're upset that I'm even introducing science into our learning, so Bezrat Hashem, when we get in the Drashot Aran, when we advance... When we get to the Drashot Aran, the Drashot Aran even says that Makat Bechorot, the Ran, Rav Nisim, he was the Gadol Ador. No one's going to say he was a maskil, right? There's no politics about the Ran, and the Ran says that when we read about Makas Bechoros, when we read about the plague that the firstborn die, he says God must have made some disease go through the air, that if people were the first to come through their mother's womb, so then they were slightly weaker for having to contend with that, and that's a weakness that we don't discern, but there's some kind of disease that will hurt them more than it would hurt someone else. And that's how Makas Bechoros worked. So we'll learn it, Bezrat Hashem, in the Drashot Aran. So Hashem made it go through. At the end of the day, no one's saying Hashem isn't running the world. We're just saying that the natural explanation isn't an invention of our generation or of the Rambams. We see others that also went with it. Pasuk Zayin. Yipol mitzidecha elef uvava miminecha elecha lo yigash. From your side, your left side, 1,000 will fall. From your right side, 10,000 will fall. But you, he won't come near you, won't touch you. Even though there's a plague killing people to your right, to your left, people are dropping like flies. But if you're under God's wing, you don't have to worry. It won't touch you. Rak beinecha tabit v'shilumat reshaim tireh. All you have to do is look with your eyes, and you'll see that there is payback for the wicked. Obviously, you won't see it every second. Eventually, you'll see it. But take a look, and you'll see it eventually. Ki ata Adonai machsihi elyon samta meonecha. For Hashem, you are my coverage. And I don't rely on anyone else. And nonetheless, you've placed your resting place, the place where, which is your home, so to speak, is up above. So here there are two understandings. Either Shlomo HaMelech was saying that all of this peace you'll have because Hashem, you've placed your faith in Hashem who's above all things here below, and therefore nothing affects him, and he could, and Hashem is above anything that's happening down below. That's one understanding. The Targum learns that this is Shlomo's answer. He says, Hashem, I rely on you, and you've placed your resting place up above. I don't know why this has to be Shlomo Melech answering. I guess the Targum learns that there are a few people talking in this. David HaMelech until here was telling Shlomo. Shlomo responds and says, I accept what you said then. Ki ata Hashem achsi. Hashem, I'm going to take coverage in you. And you're above everything else. And then the Targum says, Pasuk Yud is Hashem's response to Shlomo and David. Now Hashem is responding and says, Lo tu'ne lecha ra, fine. You've accepted what your father told you, to take faith in me, so I won't let anything bad happen to you. V'nega lo ikrat ba'olecha. According to a simple understanding, not going with the Targum, this is all a continuation. Have faith in Hashem. Hashem is above it all, and things will go well. Lo tu'ne lecha ra, bad things won't happen to you, even like an occurrence, you know. It just so happens. No. A lotune is like an occurrence. A coincidence. Even by coincidence, nothing bad will happen to you. V'nega lo ikrav bo'olecha, nor will any blemish approach your tent. Ki malachav yitzav elach lishmocha bechol derachecha. For God will command His angel to watch you wherever you go. Al kapayim yisa'uncha. The angels will carry you on the palms of their hand. Pentigof ma'evin raglecha, lest you trip over a stone with your foot. Al shachal vafetin tidroch, you'll be able to walk on all the poisonous snakes. Tirmos kefir vitanin, you'll stomp down on a young lion or on a crocodile. Kivi chashak vafaletehu asagevehu ki yadashimi. Hashem says, if you put your faith in me, so wherever you walk, you won't stumble. Even if there are snakes there, you won't stumble. You'll step on them. You'll destroy them. Why? Ki vi chashak. Hashem says, you've desired me. Va'afaliteyu. So I'll take you out. I'll give you an escape. I'll remove you from danger. Asagiveyu. I will protect him. Ki yadashemi, for he knew my name. Asagiveyu. I will strengthen him, for he knew my name. Yikra'eini, he calls me. Ve'enehu, imo anochi v'tzara, achaletzehu v'achabedehu. He calls, I will answer, God says. I am with him in a time of duress, distress. I will save him and I will honor him. Achaletzehu, I will take him out of the danger and I will honor him. Orech yamim, asbiyehu, Ve'areihu bishuati. Hashem says, I will satiate him with longevity and I will show him my salvation. Notice that in the end we have an inkling of a hint that things won't be so smooth. He will have to be rescued. He's saying, I'll rescue him ultimately, I'll honor him, but he will have to be rescued. I'll be with him in a time of duress, but there will be times of duress. I will give him satiation with his longevity, and I will show him my salvation, again an indication that things won't necessarily go smooth. Hashem says, I'll be with him, I'll help him out. But that doesn't mean things go smooth. Hashem is with Yosef when the Mitzrim are hurting him. Hashem is with Yosef when the courts decide he has to go to jail, etc. But that doesn't mean he's not in trouble. He's in trouble, but Hashem is with him. Vayashem et Yosef. Hashem was with Yosef where? In the house of Potiphar. So he's a servant. He's not where he'd like to be. He's not at home with his father. But Hashem is with him. So that's the dual nature. You take coverage of me, Hashem says, I'll be with you. It doesn't mean life won't be tough, but it means I'll be with you when life is tough. So what do we see? This chapter taught us, we learned how Shlomo, either Moshe is talking to mankind, or David is talking to Shlomo, and he's saying, take coverage in Hashem and He'll protect you, and His protection is a complete protection. And you'll see that those who are wicked will ultimately be paid back for what they do. If you take coverage in Hashem, Hashem will support you wherever you go, and even things that should be dangerous won't be dangerous, and you'll be successful.